So I am absolutely delighted to be joined by legendary kickboxer Badr Hari. Hari takes on Arkadiusz Wieczorek at Glory 78 in Rotterdam, which is coming up on September the 4th. So we now have fans as well in attendance at this show. So Badr, I'd like to hear how this camp is going. We're a few weeks away from the fight. I'd like to hear how this camp has been going for you.
Yeah, it's going very well. You know, I changed the team and trainer. So this was a big step, but everything works out very well. So I feel very good, very strong. I think it's been a good thing to do, to change everything. I needed it after the last fight. So yeah, it goes very well.
Okay, so you mentioned your last fight there. There was a lot of stalling in that fight. It was put back many times. You had COVID yourself. Like, could you maybe tell us a little bit about just your mindset and everything that was going on at that time, maybe how that camp was in comparison to now?
Yeah, of course, if you look back and you see what we know about COVID right now, I think it was too early to step in that ring. I think somebody had to protect me and tell me maybe you should not do it. But you know, if you're a fighter, you always want to fight. So I think this is something that had to be done. Like, someone in my team had to say, okay, maybe you're just recovering. It's 3 weeks that you've been recovered, so maybe it's not a good idea to do this. But okay, we did it, and you know, we all know what happened. But my body felt very weak. You know, when I see pictures of myself then and I see now, I'm like, wow. You know, I was like just over 100 kilos, and I was looking very bad, and physically I was not very strong. So, but yeah, you know, fighter's mind. You think you're always ready to fight everybody, but you're not. So this was maybe a thing that we shouldn't have to do, but you know, shit happens. And on the other side, this is what makes me, this is why I changed everything right now. So I think it was a good thing for the future. So yeah.
And so, yes, many people might think that your team, your coaches are just there to coach, but really there is so much more to it than that. Like you say, to maybe sometimes be able to point out to say maybe this isn't such a good idea, or to help you stay in the right direction. How do you feel now with your team on board, and like what roles beyond coaching do you feel that they provide for you?
Yeah, I think it's much better. If I see the people around me now, you know, they're new, so nobody wants to make mistakes. Everybody's on point. Everybody's full of energy. You know, everybody's still doing, you know, they're doing their best. They want to prove themselves, not only to me, but also to the public. Like, you know, okay, but there've been two of some rough times, but we'll bring him back on track and he will start knocking people out again. So this is the mindset that's going on in the gym right now. So yeah, man, I feel very grateful and thankful for these people. And September 4th, I think it will be the first time for us to show that I'm back on track again.
Amazing.
I was lost, but I'm back on track.
Yeah, and you're no stranger to all of this. You're pretty much two decades in this game. If you were to compare, maybe say doing your pro debut, which was maybe 2005, if I'm remembering correctly. So in the professional ranks from then, from you starting until now, how would you compare yourself as a person mentally? And how do you think that you have developed as a person since then?
As a person, you know, a lot of things change. You're talking about a guy who's like just around his 20s to now. You know, I grew up, been to a lot of fights, you know, had some difficulties around the way, had some big happiness, you know, made some kids. So yeah, a lot of things happen. So you evolve as a person every day, you know, finding yourself, and I'm still finding myself. So I think it's an ongoing story. But I am enjoying more. now, you know, I'm more sensitive for everything that happens around me. So I have more joy in what I do. You know, when you're young, you're just all over the place. You're not, you know, now I can take a moment for myself and think like, wow, you know, I'm doing this right now. So I think this is the most positive thing that changes, that you really get to appreciate life.
And you mentioned there about your children. You have, is it four children?
Five
children. Wow. I just looked at photos to figure it out. But so some of them are getting a little bit older now. What do they make of their dad being this kind of sports star? Do they understand it yet?
I think they understand it a little bit, but I try to not keep them as normal as possible, you know, with everybody and everything around them. And, you know, there is no privilege. There is no, you know, everything has to stay the same for them. It's difficult because sometimes you're trying to do it, but people around them are giving them the privilege. And I'm like, no, you know, just it's a battle that you are trying to win every day. But they're very down to earth. So and they're girls, you know, one little boy. So it's not very difficult to keep them like this, you know. They're very grateful and thankful, and yeah, I have some good kids.
And have any of them showed any interest in the striking arts or?
None of them.
No, would you like that or not?
No, I'm a really open-minded guy. So for me, it's they have to do what they like. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would like it, but I won't say no. I'll just make sure that they become the best in what they do so they don't get beaten up. So, but until now, no signs of fighting skills or anything like that. So,
okay. Well, so for many years, you were fighting multiple times a year, like so much. And in the last 5 years, that has slowed down considerably due to multitude of reasons we don't need to get into, but I would like to know, would you like to get back to fighting very actively? Is it different now with having a young family? Is it a little bit harder, or what is your goals now that you feel like you're back on track with this new team?
No, I would love to fight more. You know, if you don't have rhythm, it kills you, you know, in this ring. You know, you need rhythm. Rhythm is, I think, maybe the most important thing for an athlete, you know. You need to, as much as possible, as much as you can. So I would love to fight more. But if it's up to me, I would love to, but you know, these times a lot of things play a role. You know, there are many things that has to put in place to make you fight, you know. You know, when we were younger, it was so easy. You know, you didn't make a lot of money, so they called you and you come. There is no contracts, no 17 million pages of signing things, and it was just okay. You want to fight? Yeah, I want to fight. Okay, just sign here. This is your money. Come, you know, and you did what you do. So, but when you become bigger and you grow and the whole thing of sport. You become part of something big, then yeah, you know, it's bureaucracy, you know, talking. So it's sometimes it kills sports, you know. So yeah, of course I would love to fight more, but it's not that easy as it was.
And so how do you find time? Well, not the time. How do you relax and say kick back? You've spoken before about watching sports. Do you watch a lot of sports, and what other things do you do, any like maybe complementary therapies or other stuff in your spare time to stay grounded?
I like to walk. Like to walk, and I'm a nature guy. You know, I like to walk in nature. So forest, you know, parks. I'm really outside guy. So this is where I find myself, you know, with something that is timeless. You know, the trees, the mountains, they've been there forever, you know. So this makes me feel like we're part of something big, and we're like not that important after all, you know. We're just trying to do something so people remember us when we are not here anymore. But Yeah, this is really my thing. I like nature, so this is where I find myself.
And then would you, as part of your camp or just general training, would you have complementary types of therapies? Like, do you have a team that you work with for, say, like massage or
Yeah, of
any
course,
other
I have my
things?
I have my physiotherapist along the way. Yeah, of course, this is all part of training, you know. But this is all part of camp. So yeah, of course, I have them. You have your trainers, you have your nutritionists, you have your physios team. So this is a full range of people working around the clock to keep you in the best shape. And you see, as you get a little bit further in your career, you need it more, you know, because you put a lot of work in this body. So this body needs a lot of rest, a lot of massaging, a lot of good food. So this will become more important as you grow older, you know, if you want to stay in the best shape.
But do you feel that it helps you stay grounded as well? Did you have those things in the early days? Do you think that there's any correlation now with having a good team around you to handle each aspect rather than having all of that pressure on your shoulders to just figure it out and do it, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, you know, but this is a thing that comes with money. You know, the more money you make, the more people you can hire to take a lot of things off your shoulders, you know. So this is just a thing how big you get. You know, I can understand that a lot of people who will fight September 4, they don't have this luxury. You know, they are killing. They're just trying to do what they do by themselves, and they're happy if they can get some help. So yeah, I'm in a position that for me, it's easier to arrange all these things, you know.
And so this fight coming up on September 4th with Rzoszek, how do you feel about the fight now? We're a few weeks out. I'm assuming that a lot of your main training is done. Do you do any mental preparation now in the lead up to the fight, or what is your routine like now over the next few weeks?
I think the most important thing in the last few weeks is that you stay without injuries. You know, I think this is the most important thing. You know, you want to go into this fight with no injuries, nothing that hurts. So I think this is the most important thing in the final weeks of your preparation, because you have to put that final you have to go one more time, you know, in the gym. You have to put, you know, the last two, three, you want to go one more time, but you want to go one more time without really injuring yourself. So it's a very thin line of staying in shape and not getting hurt. I think that's the most important thing. I was just hearing that this is your final question.
That's
Yeah.
okay. That's okay. So they've also Glory have announced two more events in 2021 in Arnhem towards the ends of this year. You get a win on September 4th. What are you, do you want that title? What do you want to happen towards the end of the year? Do you want to get back in this year?
Yeah, of course. We just talked about it. You know, it's all about rhythm. So I would love to fight end of the year. But let us check this fight first, September 4th. You know, let's stay focused on this, and then we'll see. You know, when you're winning, everything comes to you. You don't have to come to things. So let's do September 4th.
Excellent. Well, I thank you so much for taking this time out to speak
Thank
to
you.
us, and best of luck on September 4th, and enjoy the next few weeks. Hopefully you don't have too many media obligations.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers.